Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
I do want to bring something up that we really haven't touched on last night.
Sebastian Cosa started in net and played pretty well for the Red Wings?
No. Oh. But good to hear. Dude, David Fry got hit in the face by a 99.6 mile an hour fastball.
In the face. Deflected off his bat.
Bob. Yes. He was transported to Luthen Medical Center. And they're going to further test. Afterwards, they talk like he's okay, but there's going to be an update today at some point. That was scary.
It was, and obviously, Scuba's reaction immediately, you knew something was really bad, and he felt awful. He throws the glove, covers his face, players down for a long time, lots of blood, and they stand him up. They start to, you know, they're going to cart him off, and he lets Scuba know, dude, I know it's not your fault. I was trying to bunt. It's one of those things that happens, and kind of gives him a thumbs up, which is really cool of him to do. But it clearly rattled Tarek Skubal, and he didn't want to admit that after the game, and I'm not sure why he didn't. I mean, he just doesn't want to make any excuses, but it's not an excuse, dude. I mean, every human being is going to have that feeling of being human when an accident happens. Of course you didn't mean to do it, and it's just part of the game. You know, if he's not leaning over the plate to try to bunt, it's going to be an inside pitch and you take it for a ball. But he leaned over and tried to bunt at it and it hit him right in the face. It happens. But when all the dust settles and you go out there and pitch again, the first pitch is, you know, one of these 58-footers in front of the net, in front of the catcher, and it goes past him and scores a run. And, you know, then there's a balk involved. And more chaos on the field. I mean, it's just, of course it rattles you. It's okay to admit it.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to admit it.
Let's just say that it looks like David Fry's going to be okay. I enthusiastically look forward to these tests to find out for sure. Because that was a scary, scary moment. And nobody wants that. And I thought Benetti was funny. He's like, hey, look, the priority here is Fry. But that was a foul ball, too. Just a heads up. And yeah, it sucked. That absolutely sucked. All right, so the Lions. Hey, Kang, you were out yesterday with a bad case of an allergic reaction to a
bad case in the mill.
Bad case in the mill. Do you let's get your thoughts, because that Monday night game was incredible.
What a game. What a great game. Gator, you almost nailed the score, but you nailed the fact that you said this, you thought it would be a statement game, and it was. And what I think is, when I watched that game, and I'm guilty of this, I think we did forget, a lot of people forgot, who the Lions were. And Dan Campbell said it after the Bears game. It's like they forgot we were fighters. And it's like we forgot this is one of the best teams in the National Football League. And that was a reminder to the rest of the country that we're still one of the best, and we're still to be feared, and we're still to be reckoned with. And to do it on the road against another Super Bowl caliber team, they're absolutely as good as we think they can be. And so, yeah, what a game and what a drive, the 98-yard drive, two 90-plus yard drives. Everything about it, like I said, just reminded me, hey, you know what? They're still good.
It's 23-24 is more who they, the season, the 2023 season, the 2024 season, that's more who they are than the Packer game. Packer game happened. It happened. And I was trying to figure out, because one of those Boomer Esiason deals, they talk for 6 seconds and then play a commercial,
right?
But they got to give an opinion in 6 seconds. I think it was him that called the Lions win over Baltimore the most impressive win of the season. And I'm like, huh, it trumps the Green Bay win over Detroit. Is that true? And the Green Bay win over Detroit was at home. And Lions went on the road and did it.
Well, it's also the difference between the first game of the year and the third game of the year. And you're going to make that improvement from one game to the next that everybody talks about. And I think it's also believing in what Dan Campbell said. It was communication problems in the first game. They got through it and made for a much better next two games. So, yeah, I can agree that Monday night was quite impressive. Was it the most impressive win of the year? It's up for discussion. I mean, I think it's one of the more impressive wins I've seen this Lions team have. I think it's probably top five under Dan Campbell.
It was incredible. Yeah, it was awesome.
It was great. It was the atmosphere. It was a Monday night, you know, and all. It's great. But I don't know if it was more impressive than going to Green Bay and beating Green Bay at the end of the season when Green Bay needed the win that meant nothing for the Lions. That was amazing.
It was impressive.
You know, was it more impressive than beating Tampa Bay or the Rams in a playoff game? I mean, those are more important games.
Yeah, the Minnesota game at the end of last year was really important.
It's up there, though. Like I said, I think it's probably top five.
Yeah, the comeback at Houston on Sunday Night Football was pretty impressive. But all in all, you know, it's affirmation that as long as they this year stay healthy, they should be there in the end again. Now, their path to get there might be completely different, and hell, Green Bay might be better in the end. That is yet to be determined. But it's interesting that Green Bay and Detroit have the same challenge back-to-back in Cleveland. And the Browns have a legit defense. And the question becomes is, you know, there feels like when you play the Browns, there's a number out there that they can't get to. Like if you get to 25 points, you wonder if the Browns can score more than that.
Right.
Just because of their offense is what it is. But can you do that against this defense?
Well, it's a very well-respected defense throughout Allen Park, that's for sure. Dan Campbell completely respects what they do. Their front four is as good as it gets in the NFL. I mean, Myles Garrett might be the best defensive player in the league. He's a problem, and they're going to have to find a way to keep him off of Jared Goff. This is two games in a row. The Lions' offensive line has kept the clean pocket, and Jared Goff has not been sacked in the last two games. You know, to make it three games in a row is going to be a really daunting task because you look at what happened with Green Bay to start that year. Again, communication issues, but some of them were just flat out getting beat, whether it was Micah Parsons coming off the edge or somebody else. So they got to pay attention, and I'm sure they are, and working hard at it. I'm like you. I feel like you can score – I think north of 20 points, you probably win the game
because
Cleveland just doesn't have much offensively. But they can get points with their defense.
Well, and then the other thing is, as much as you guard against it and say it can't possibly happen, there are letdown games.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you can be more, attention to detail and more fired up at home against a Cleveland team than you were on the road against a Baltimore team that's considered a Super Bowl favorite out of the AFC. I mean, right? You can try, but the players are human. You know, you've got this gear that you get into where you're brings out the best in you, and you know, it just feels naturally like a letdown game the next week. And Cleveland's pass rush is legit. What's amazing is Detroit and Cleveland have the same amount of sacks. So the want and the need for an edge rusher opposite a Hutch through three games, the data that we're getting back, there's only two teams in the NFL that have more sacks than the Detroit Lions. So, you know, it's a long time to get to the trade deadline, and we don't even know who's going to be available, and will Trey Hendrickson be available, and you know, other players of that ilk that could make sense in Detroit. You know, that you really start getting to, you know, the Falcons and Leonard Floyd. That name was printed up today as a possibility. I mean, the Detroit Lions, early feedback, pass rush is okay.
Pass rush is okay. You know, if you had to say what's your number one concern for me, it ain't the pass rush.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Well, I think the one thing that came up yesterday and came up over and over again is Tarion Arnold. And, you know, I don't think the game probably, his game probably wasn't as bad as people interpret it as. And the reason I say that is because there were a bunch of coverage sacks in that game. Like the fact is the Lions pass rush got home because Lamar was looking around for an open receiver, and Tarion Arnold was a part of that. And so while he might be the guy that gets picked on in that secondary, I would like to see Tarion Arnold play better. I'm a believer that he can. It's game three of his second year. But Dan Campbell talked about Tarion Arnold today, and you will hear what he had to say as we pulled the best of what he told our morning show. And we will start playing that today at 12:20 here on Carson Anderson. And you will hear the fourth down calls. What goes into all the fourth down calls and his belief in his... All right, Dan Campbell spoke to the morning show. We'll get to the best of what he had to say. Coming up momentarily, first Tony in Madison Heights. Hi, Tony.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I was just thinking that, you know, the Tiger woes lately at the end of the season, are we making a case for bringing back Tomas, even if we got to give him a little more term? Because if these guys... I don't know. I just, you know, he's an all-star second baseman. He and Dingler are the only ones that are, what, doing okay during this problem time. And it looks like everybody else is a left-handed batter. So we're going to need, I think we're going to need Torres.
So they have a lot of decisions to make, right? Because they've got middle infielders on the way, some closer than others, like Howie Lee and Max Anderson. They've got... McGonagall, where is he going to fit into the mix? Where's Colt Keith's long-term position? And they'll have some very difficult decisions to make. I'm not sure they want to give him term. Great question.
So we're gonna get by. We're gonna get by with A-minus players when here's an A-plus guy.
Is he A plus?
Going to be an all-star.
I would argue a little bit that he's probably lost a little bit of steam here, and I
he's
don't know that.
228 since the all-star break, and a 684 OPS, and the 684 OPS is 40 points below average.
Yeah, I don't think I'd call him an A plus player.
Okay, so he's still part of the problem.
I'm not saying he's part of the... I mean,
no, but in the context of do you re-sign him, I don't think of him as an A-plus player.
I don't know if I want to give him $25 million a year or $20 million a year to come back. I'd explore it. I might see where they're at and how much money they think that he's worth, but I think the Tigers have a bunch of players that could play middle infield that they're really looking forward to seeing that'll cost nothing, and that money could be...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.